Panzer and Grothman answered a list of questions during a candidate forum in West Bend. The two Republicans differed on several issues, including the so-called Taxpayer Bill of Rights measure that aims to limit increases in property taxes and government spending. Representative Grothman remains unhappy with the Senate's pace on the proposed state constitutional amendment.
One thing that struck me in Madison, even among Republicans, again and again, I find people saying, we can't cut that program, or come budget time, they always have to spend some new program in order to make a new constituency happy.
Panzer is the Senate's majority leader. She says she wants to make so-called Tabor the Senate's first item of business in January. But she referred to some local government concerns about the measure.
We can never get to the right place if we're always fighting. We have to work with our local governments to rebuild our communities and get local and state spending affordable for our taxpayers.
The two candidates also disagreed on allowing abortion in cases of rape, incest, or to protect the life of the mother. Grothman says he wants a complete ban on abortion.
I believe life begins at conception. With regard to the more difficult cases, I suggest people here familiarize themselves with Kay Zabalski of the Life After Assault League, who has done a very good job of dealing with women who have been assaulted and who are now, right now very happy to have their children.
Senator Panzer does support the three exceptions to any ban on abortion rights.
If my daughter, when she had been 15, had come to me, I would have talked to her. I would have told her the ramifications long term. But I can't imagine not having the ability to do that on an individual situation.
Panzer also defended her work on some of the legislature's moves to limit abortion access. But Grothman says a couple of Wisconsin anti-abortion groups back him because of two Panzer votes on abortion during the 1990s. The race in the 20th Senate District is being called a battle for the heart and soul of the state Republican Party. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.